As you enter the room that houses the exhibit on race, you're met with many voices coming from different screens.
I believe in equal opportunities.
And I didn't realize that the fact that I was brown and not pink.
Race, it's a short word with a long history. That's what this exhibition is about.
Cecile Shellman is community specialist at Carnegie Museum of Natural History. She says the exhibit takes on race from three angles.
From the scientific angle, what is the science? What is the science involved in race? What is race? Is race real? The history of the idea of race. And finally, the contemporary lived experience of race. How is race played out, particularly in the United States of America?
Race is a project of the American Anthropological Association in collaboration with the Science Museum of Minnesota and is aimed at all age groups. The exhibit is interactive, including displays at which you can look at your own skin magnified, try and match speakers with pictures, and tables at which you can write your own experiences on note cards. Shellman says the issue of race is a hot one.
Race is a very important thing to talk about. The exhibition mentions the fact that after 2008, many people in the United States believed that the debate on race was over and that this was now a post-racial society. But that is not the case, and there are many large aggressions and microaggressions that happen on a daily basis across races and cultures.
The exhibit goes beyond black and white to look at many cultures, including Native Americans, and issues surrounding the use of Native Americans as sports team mascots.
My name is Julia Brownwolf, and I am a member of the Great Lakota Sioux Nation. I am not a mascot.
And I'm not a mascot.
It also takes on the issue from the youth perspective. There are videos of high school students talking about their experiences.
We can't change the person that we are inside. We can't change our skin color. Why is it such a big deal for acceptance?
Everybody feels the need to be accepted.
The exhibit is not yet open to the public, but Carnegie Museum staff members, such as Director of Education Jessica Lausch, have seen it. She says race is relevant to the world we're living in and adds the exhibit helped her think about things she otherwise may not think about.
I think it's good to stop and kind of reflect on our history and the people around us and just see the impact. And sometimes we don't understand where somebody comes from just because we don't understand what they have been through in their lives, and those experiences are different than our own. And so to understand another person's experiences just makes you be able to relate to yourself and others better.
Shellman says the exhibit has prompted dialogue among her coworkers and showed her that everyone is ultimately the same, but also different.
Even though race is not a biological construct, it is definitely a social one, and that the idea is not to eradicate culture, and it's not to eradicate heritage. It's to celebrate heritage and understand each other.
The Carnegie Museum of Natural History is including a Community Voices Gallery as part of Race. It will feature new photography alongside Charles Teeny Harris photographs from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. It will also include answers to questions posed to community members in the past and again recently. The idea is to show that the topics have been dealt with for decades, and in some cases, little has changed. The exhibit opens Saturday and runs through October 27th. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.